If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. Jay Foreman is taking the weather. It was pretty brisk out there, pretty nasty. And he got a message that, his house needed his attention. So he took off. Austin Orman and myself will hang out here and get it done for you for the next bit. I like the list that we're talking about because it to give insight, one, to find out that the rest of the Big Ten Conference, especially the spokespeople, the people who were chosen to attend and to speak out, that they would talk about stadiums, players, coaches that they would want to play for, and personality type. That if they could, interesting in this sense, to say that your favorite, if you were playing somewhere else, where would you play? To have the majority of them say Colorado. Is that surprising, or is that kind of confirming what we think is happening in Colorado?
So my read is that it's you'd most like to play against, not play for. So in that case, I mean, like the Bryant said, right? Colorado. I'm trying to see what the hype is about. I've got to see it live. Powell, Colorado. They bring that star, fans, stuff like that. So probably Colorado coach Sanders. Does it validate them? Maybe to some degree, right? I mean,
they weren't relevant to you. I guarantee.
They were asking for.
So. I guarantee you, 2 years ago, none of those people were saying Colorado 2 years ago.
And then you experience it. You get warm balloons thrown on you, and batteries, and nails, and all sorts of fun stuff. And you're like, "Yep, glad I experienced that. I'm good now."
They were. Look, Austin, I like to think of myself as a person of control. I have my moments where I have control lapses.
Don't we all?
Right, but in this particular case, when we went to Colorado last year, and it, first of all, Colorado as a staff, not the coaching staff, but the people who were working, were horrible hosts. Mm. Horrible hosts. Mm. Because they didn't have directions for us. They didn't make it easy for us to get credentials. They didn't make it easier. Like, we couldn't even get direction, the clear path to where we needed to go to get credentials. And to tell you that they made us walk around 1.5 laps around the stadium before somebody finally said, okay, I'll help you.
Yikes.
Like, and this is the morning, this is the day of the game. This is the morning of. Mm-hmm. Like, this is right before the game. And then the fans were terrible. If you are a Colorado fan, I'm glad I didn't see you on that day because you would have got work. Think about it this way. It was so bad that Vershawn had to hold me back. Vershawn Jackson was the calm voice of reason saying, DP, no.
He ain't worth it.
Like, just some folks. Mm-hmm. And then during the game, now I'm sitting next to Becky, and the people in our section, and this is a club section,
mm-hmm.
and there's a group of guys who are just being obnoxious. They're being obnoxious. Look, it's going your way. Cool. Right? Mm-hmm. You're winning the game. Cool. Don't make it personal.
Yeah.
And know the line. Like, know the line that you cannot cross. Well, they crossed the line, and I let them know they crossed the line and said, you owe me an apology, but I'm just going to say don't cross that line again. And the guy who crossed the line the final time was about 6'7", about 260. And he crossed the line, and he walked by me to go to the bathroom. I lost it, and the people behind us were cool.
Mm-hmm.
And when he said it, I looked at them and they all gave the nod like, yeah, you probably have to kick his butt now. Like, you probably do.
Yeah.
And so normally I would just leave. I just, gonna leave. Because we had the postgame show back at the hotel. And as I'm walking out, the guy comes from the bathroom back towards me. I just stood there. And the rule was, if he doesn't say anything, I'll keep it moving. But if he says something, game on. He couldn't resist. He couldn't resist. And let me tell you, I took off my credential. I took it off and put it in my pocket. And I walked up to him and I said, apologize now. I asked you politely to stop doing it. You did it again. Now I'm telling you, apologize. This 6'7" man ran. Club level, he's running. And he goes to find a police officer and says, can you get this guy away from me? But the police officer had been paying attention. And the police officer was like, nope. And then to egg it on, here comes Becky. And Becky in a full sprint. Get him! Get him! And I'm like, bruh, that's really a problem. If Tiny Lady's saying get him, Gotta get him. And he runs and runs. And then finally, the police officer told him, you owe the guy an apology. And the guy wouldn't apologize. So that was enough. And we left. So when they come in week two, that kind of behavior, it's going to be an interesting day at Memorial Stadium week two.
You've been in Nebraska long enough, I feel comfortable asking you this question.
Mm-hmm.
Do Husker fans have the guts, ability deep within themselves to act the same way? Do you think they want to deep down? Or do you think they're legitimately like, oh yeah, best fans, nicest fans, reputation to uphold, we're good, keep it moving, pat you on the back, see you next time?
I think it is my law of thirds. Hmm. A third of Husker fans are Husker nice, Nebraska nice, no matter what. Third of the fans, listen, you act a fool, you're going to get this work. You're going to get, look, several beers in. we don't like you anyway. And based on the text line, y'all really don't like Colorado, right? Based on the text line, look, y'all really, I can't speak for the text line, so y'all can speak for yourself. But I would say that it's a battle of thirds. And then I was firmly in the middle third in that I'm minding my business. But if a bunch of y'all are being negative, I'm still, man, at some point, nah, dog. Like, because I'm asking, like, my favorite thing is, why are you talking to me? Do you know me? Have you met me? Like, why are you talking? And Jay and Vershawn are standing behind me, and they're really tugging at the back of my jacket. Like, DP, no. DP, no. And I'm like, yep.
Here we go.
Yep. Nuck if you buck. Like, I was ready. I fully expect that Nebraska fans are going to be nice. But, again, yeah, D-Man, I understand it, right? Like, I think, and it depends on how the game goes. Before the game, hospitality matters. But they were rude before the game, in full truth, just walking to the stadium. And I couldn't understand why you were rude because, oh, you're Colorado. It's not like you're a national champion or anything. Like, what are you doing?
What you been doing?
Like, you were terrible last year. What are you even doing talking? Like, just shut up and go to the game and enjoy you winning a football game. Because you're not used to winning football games in Colorado. So why are you yapping at me? And then it was, okay. I felt like the Wayans brothers and White Chicks. Oh. Like, when they were talking to dozens, I was like, oh. Like, I'm covering my mouth like, oh. We want to do it like that. Okay, this is how we're going to do it. So I would imagine that, Austin, even you, in the situations we found ourselves in, you would have crossed the line. You would have just, because you got a mouth on you.
See, yeah, I have a mouth. I would talk back.
You got a mouth on you.
Yeah.
But I was past the point of being kind hospital Uncle DP. Mm-hmm. At that point, it was...
Put you in the hospital.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. So if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, it's no. For the big dude, I had him pinned against the wall. It was at that moment where he made a decision.
It was at this moment he realized.
He realized I'm at the intersection of mess around and found out. And he sprinted. Now, it is a full disclosure. I had immense amount of pleasure of watching this 6'7" man run, screaming, crying to a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you was bad a minute ago.
What happened?
You was talking all that yada yada, and now you run? Don't run now. And guess what? I'm okay. I'll pay the bail. Like, I took the credential off. Like, they wouldn't know. But then I immediately thought, okay, it'll end up in the newspaper, you know, local. And he did a thing. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I beat up a couple Bills fans. And I'm pretty sure that most Husker fans really wouldn't care, right? But, again, just trying to be, you know, a better version sometimes.
I would love, text line, fill me in. Which of those thirds are you in? Are you in the Husker nice all the time? Are you in the... yeah, let's go. Or are you in the, let's let this situation play out and see what it calls for? 402-464-5685.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Like, you're not going to be bothered by UTEP or Northern Illinois.
Best not be.
Right? You would, if it was, I think they were nice, having watched Michigan State come into town and watch how kind they were. My buddy Griff, comedian Griff, came to town. He's a Michigan fan. And he's a loud Michigan fan.
Michigan or Michigan State?
No, he's Michigan. He's the loudest Michigan fan ever. And they were super kind to him. Griff has never been quiet about anything. So the fact that he gets to come here and watch the Wolverines in person. Ohio State, Nebraska fans. Like, it's this way. You'll accept some nonsense if your team is really good. But if your team is basic and you jacking at me, oh, man. Like, our pregames back when we were down the street, you're outside and you see the wave of fans. And there are certain fans, like Wisconsin. Wait a minute, you come in here with the striped overalls. You nice, but you're not that nice.
Not like that.
Wait a minute, be respectful, bro. I can get your knee. Like, what are you doing? Everybody else, Iowa, the only thing, Iowa during football seems peaceful. Iowa doing basketball, they're terrible human beings. They were terrible human beings, Austin Norman. Oh, my goodness.
And see, that's funny because I think the players from both schools lean into more of the basketball attitude.
Yeah.
I haven't been a huge fan of too many Iowa, and maybe that's just, you know, coming at it from a Nebraska perspective. I haven't met any of them personally. Just the vibe I get through TV and the few Nebraska-Iowa games I've been to, I don't know if I would be friends with Iowa's basketball teams.
I couldn't. Well, for one, for having them to come in and take the loss was humbling. But then they would come in with Caitlin, and it was... I had to unclench my fist a couple of times because it was just, and then at the Big Ten tournament. Oh my goodness gracious! Oh my goodness! Oh the unmitigated arrogance.
The gall.
I don't know how you behave when you're good speaks a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you're good, you don't have to talk that kind of trash.
Mm-hmm.
But I would imagine that Husker fans in 94, 95, 96, 97, kind of obnoxious. I would.
There's a degree that you have to lean into it, right? You don't want to overdo it, but you've seen enough sports, I've seen enough sports to know that not every run lasts forever. So I hope Nebraska fans were talking their junk to a respectable degree without going over the line. Because you have to soak it in, live in the moment, rub it in people's noses enough, but not too much.
What from our text line leads you to believe that Husker fans were considerate when they were winning consecutive national titles?
I hoped it just
means more, Austin. It just means more. And when it's all like, they're like, why I have disdain for Cowboys fans are the fans. It's never the team. It's the fans that make me Patriots fans.
Couple texts from the back room here, DP.
Right, Patriots fans. I said what I said. Patriots fans, it wasn't Brady and Belichick.
No.
It was Patriots fans. And the same can be said for Celtics and Red Sox fans. Yeah, I said it. It's just a bit much. It's just a bit much. Especially when you're that good. Why do you have to be obnoxious about it?
You don't have to be.
You don't have to be.
You shouldn't choose to be.
Right?
And at the same time, when you're at the bottom, you also shouldn't be obnoxious about it.
Yeah, the Texas. Yeah, most of our thirds are in that first third of, yeah, you need to get this work. Y'all need to get this work.
Do you see the couple texts came in from the back room there behind me?
No.
Colorado fans are actual spawns of Satan. Take no prisoners when they come to town. CU campus on game day has permanently traumatized me from the back room.
To walk through, because we walked from the stadium back to the hotel where the Husker event was. And there were fraternities on the way. And it was, hey, bruh, I will clean out your dorm. I stood and I announced it because it was like, listen, you know you can't fight. This is the part that make me mad. Look, you know there are too many people who have just gone without being held accountable for what comes out of their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And just because you got alcohol courage, you got beer courage, right? I understand. But sometimes you need to face up. And I stood at the corner. It was that light turned red. I'm standing there and they are giving the work. And I had on a ticket pullover, which is Nebraska colors. And they were giving the work. And I'm like, first of all, I can hear you, but I can't really hear you. So why don't you come down here where I can really hear you? Oh, we'll come down. I didn't ask you if you would come down. I asked you to come down. Come down and say what you said up close. Get up close and say what you got to say. Because then we are on equal footing.
Mm-hmm.
You not up on the balcony.
But that's not how they like it.
No,
DP.
That is not how they work. And it was just, and I, here's the thing. I, from all of my previous life of running bars, I'm able to identify people pretty quickly, but I also know that version of me, I need to put in a closet and lock him up. I don't want that dude out. I don't want that dude up and around.
Mm-hmm.
So on game days at Memorial Stadium, especially during the bad football years of Nebraska football, I walked as quickly from Memorial Stadium out away from fans as humanly possible. Last year, I would leave early because I didn't want it, but then you had to listen. I mean, listen, Nebraska fans were complaining, so I knew it's a thing. But most of the folks, I would imagine that most people at Nebraska games are decent and quiet and calm and considerate.
They just want to see good football.
Yep. Like, and then you get frustrated, right? You get frustrated if you're not seeing good football.
Mm-hmm.
But as a fan, if you're going to visit somebody else's house, right? There's your host, and you, as a visitor, carry yourself as a representative, as a visitor to somebody else's space. Then, as the host, set your boundaries, hold your boundaries, and then nobody gets to come to my crib and be disrespectful. You cannot
feet on my couch.
You can't do not put your feet on my couch.
Not allowed.
Listen, you're not going to disrespect the family. You're not going to disrespect the neighborhood. Come and leave the same.
In peace.
That's it. That's it. We'll throw it a break, close out old school. When we come back to the ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.